Welcome to the Pacifica National Board meeting of April 3rd, 2014. We are convened in many locations across the country, speaking into our individual telephones, and I'm going to ask the secretary to take the roll.
Brian Edwards-Steger.
Here.
Jana Coburn.
Present.
Jose Luis Winter.
Here.
Margie Wilkinson.
Here.
Rodrigo Agueta. Lydia Brazon.
Here.
Tim Kaufman.
Here.
Lawrence Reyes.
Here.
Adriana Castaneda.
Here.
Hank Lamb.
Here.
George Ryder.
Here.
Richard Zell.
Here.
Alan Bird.
Here.
Janet Coleman.
Here.
Manager Sada. Jim Brown.
Present.
Benito Diaz. Is that King?
I don't want to be present until I know whether we have an attorney here. Don't put me down as anything yet.
Heather Gray.
I'm here. The affiliate meeting changed.
Janet Lane, you had asked for an excuse absence. Madam Chair, we should deal with that as soon as I'm done.
Tony here.
Tony Norman, thank you. Coming back, Rodrigo, are you here? Manje? Benito? Diaz? Okay. Madam Chair, we have quorum.
Janet Kay, I'd like the floor.
I asked for the floor during the attendance so that we deal with the request for an excused absence by Janet Lane York, please.
Is there any objection to an excused absence?
No.
None.
Okay, I need to have someone volunteer to be a timekeeper. We have a time.
Brian, I can do that.
Thank you, Brian.
Janet Kay, I'd like the floor, please.
Hold on a second.
Ms. Wilkinson, I'd like to. This is Richard from Houston. I'd like to call a point of order.
Hold on a second. You can't call a point of order till we have something to discuss. Just hang on a second.
Yes, I can.
Pardon me.
Excuse me.
Please, everybody.
Hello, Manager. I am present. Manager, I'm present, and I'm not able to call from my landline still. Thank you, Manager.
The roll has been called. There was no objection to the excused absence. We have a volunteer for timekeeping. The first item on the agenda is the approval of...
Madam Chair, this is Richard Uzel from Houston, and I'm calling a point of order.
What is your point of order, Richard?
My point of order is that this meeting is unlawful because we have an unelected chair. The vice chair has falsely sworn that he is not an elected city official, and he's sitting on the board in violation to our bylaws, improper notice. We either physically run off HR attorneys or we vote not to have them at the meeting.
Richard, what is your point of order?
That this meeting is out of order because it is an illegal meeting.
All right. Well, I don't recognize your point of order. And
Maggie,
I would like to move on.
Maggie,
I challenge the ruling of the chair on that.
Okay.
Hold on a second.
I'm dealing with Richard's point of order. Richard has moved to overrule the chair's ruling that his point of order is not germane. That is the issue before us right now.
And Janet to the stack. Janet Coleman.
On a point of order, I'm not sure this point of order is germane to the agenda. On a point of order to the agenda of the meeting, each person only gets to speak once.
This is not about the agenda. This is about the meeting altogether, Madam Chair.
I'm not sure what to do with it. Anyway, I've ruled it out of order. This is a legitimately called meeting, and that is my position.
Can I challenge that position?
I understand. Is there a second to respond?
Yes, Janet Coleman.
Thank you. Okay.
A point of information before during this discussion.
What
please?
Is your question, Lisette?
The question is, do we have an attorney with us at this point?
There is no attorney. There is no attorney on the call at this point.
Okay. Good night. Good night.
Good night. Okay.
Madam Chair?
Doreen.
Please have the members send their points of order and their motions in writing.
Yes, please send your points of order and your motions in writing, at least to the Secretary, preferably to the entire P&B. Discussion on the floor now is whether or not to sustain the ruling of the Chair. I'll take a speaker's list.
Kim to the stack.
Okay. Anybody else?
Go
ahead, Kim. My timekeeper's keeping time, right?
Hank to the stat.
Okay. Go ahead, Kim.
Janet C to the stat.
I think the most egregious offense here is that there was no agenda sent out or noticed publicly 7 days in advance, and what is on the agenda is not legitimate, and I have had a motion to be put on the agenda for about a month now, and it's being ignored, and this whole procedure is inappropriate. Going against the bylaws and Robert's rules.
Carolyn.
Yes, this is really not about this motion. It's a point of procedure. I sent out a motion to the entire board regarding a protocol for hiring a new attorney. I just wanted to confirm after the Celine's request that you actually got the motion. Did everybody receive the motion from me?
When?
It went out at 8:29.
Today,
I received it.
I have not received it, but
okay. Should I send it to you with a separate email? It's the motion that you're going to need tonight. Because it's about how to hire.
Point of order.
Okay. Carolyn, Carolyn, at this point we are discussing whether or not to uphold the ruling of the chair. So hold.
I was just responding to Serene's request. Thank you.
Hold on.
I sent things out.
Mm-hmm. Okay, fine. Thank you. Next on
Janet Case. Janet Case, back, please.
Okay. Next on the list is Hank. Hank, are you there? All right, we'll come back to you. Janet C.
Yeah, you know, I mean, basically underpinning all these remarks is the idea that these meetings have not been handled in usual fashion. There has been a lot of peculiarities with regard to posting the agenda in a timely fashion. I mean, we're getting agendas at the very last minute and confidential, very serious reports about hiring an attorney without even reviewing any other attorneys has been brought to the floor, and we have to decide about that. When Lizette says, do we have any attorney? We don't have an attorney except that have you been or not been in communications with a lawyer without us?
The point
that you on your own have engaged, in your words, a lawyer without us. I mean, how is that acceptable? Really, I need an answer to this because...
The honesty of this
board is at stake here.
I'm asking you to speak to the motion on the floor, which is whether or not to uphold the ruling of the chair.
Well, I'm saying that the chair's choices have been very, made one doubt the correctness of the rulings of any rulings of this chair.
Okay.
Really. Because
okay.
Your premise is so badly rooted.
You're
cheating on us. Or whatever is okay to say. I'm
point
sorry,
of information.
Fun to say cheating. But you're not giving us, you're keeping us in the dark, Margie, let's face it.
Okay.
Point of information.
Hank is back on the call.
Okay, Hank, then you're back on the list. Go ahead. You were discussing whether or not to uphold the ruling of the chair.
Right.
Which I...
I call the question.
Well, point of information.
I think I think that you were not recognized, Benito, and I have to recognize Hank's call to questions. So that means we have to vote. It takes 2/3 to call.
It needs a second, Moji.
I'm sorry. I know. Benito, I'm sorry. I didn't recognize you. So, and we can't do anything until we vote on Hank's calling the question. Is there a second for Hank's motion?
Okay.
I'm sorry. Is there a second for Hank's motion?
Second.
Okay. Thank you, Secretary. Madam Secretary, will you please take the roll? This is to close debate on the ruling of the chair.
Edward Steger.
Yes.
Jose Luis Fuentes?
Yes.
Janet Colvin?
No.
Margie Wilkinson? Actually, you're chairing it.
Yes.
Sorry. Rodrigo Agueta? Lydia Rezon?
Yes.
Kim Kaufman?
No.
Okay, thank you. Lawrence Reyes?
Yes.
Adriana Casanez?
Yes.
Hank Lam?
Yes.
George Ryder? Richard Uzzell?
No.
Carolyn Burton? Janet Coleman?
No.
Manager Sabah? Jim Brown?
No. Manager Sabo, no.
Got you. Thank you. Jim Brown?
Yes.
Sorry. Vivian? Benito?
Oh, I'll pass for a minute, please.
Okay, we're closing. The vote is on closing debate. Lizette is gone, correct? Heather Gray?
No.
Tony? Yes.
Getting to you. Sorry.
Madam Secretary, did you call Tony?
I did not call you, but I did hear you. Thank you. Sorry, Rodrigo, are you with us? And George Ryder, didn't hear you.
No.
Thank you. Carolyn Burton, didn't hear you. Benito Diaz, are you there?
Yeah, I'll vote yes.
Yes. One moment, please. Madam Chair, the vote is 10-7. Do you wish to vote?
Did you get my vote, Madam Secretary? Carolyn Burton.
What is your vote, Carolyn?
It was and is no.
Madam Chair, the vote is 10-8. Do you wish to vote?
No. I'll abstain.
Point of order? Or information, really.
Please, you have to wait.
It's just about a procedure here. How can you abstain on a motion of whether to overrule you? Or can you vote?
This is a motion to close debate.
Vote at all?
This is a motion to close debate.
Oh, Janet. Okay,
sorry.
But even that.
Janet Kay, point of order.
Hold on a second. We're waiting for the secretary to announce the outcome of the vote. Everybody needs to just like.
I'm sorry.
Rodrigo's trying to vote.
Oh, okay.
Too late.
The vote is 10-8-1. The motion fails.
Thank you. Okay.
Janet Kay, point of order.
What is your point of order, Janet?
Just that for the rest of the meeting, any votes, would the secretary please repeat the votes of the individuals back and also do have a roll call for every vote?
Okay.
Clarification here, point of clarification.
The motion to close debate failed. It takes two-thirds, and it did not achieve that. So we are now continuing debate on the question of the ruling of the chair to rule Richard's point of order out of order. Okay, so that's what we're talking about now. We're not
Could you repeat that, Richard's point of order by now? It's so long ago.
Richard's point of order was many things. I can't possibly
repeat it.
He hasn't sent it out yet, so but I will tell you that I ruled it out of order.
And would you repeat who's on the stack?
On the stack, I have, I think the only person left is, well, I don't know. Janet Coleman, did you speak?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, you did.
Information.
And Janet Kay, I was
Janet,
on the stack.
Hold on. You don't have to talk over me. You don't have to yell out. I will be responsive, I promise you. Janet Kay is on the stack. What is your point of information, Adriana?
Please, can you repeat to the members that we cannot embark in this discussion if the members don't send in writing their motion? We cannot keep up with the changes. Please be respectful and send it in writing, please.
Thank you, Adrian. It's not exactly a point of order. I think it was more of personal privilege, but anyway, it's great. Thank you. Okay, so now, Janet Kay is on the stack. Does anyone else want to be on the stack?
Yes, Kim.
Okay. Well, you've already...
Kim's already spoken on the appeal.
You've already spoken on the appeal, and there's only one... You only get one shot on an appeal. So,
Ms. Wilkerson, this is Richard. I haven't spoken. Put me on the stack, please.
I'll put you on the stack.
Oh, I'm here? Oh, my God. Oh, there.
Richard.
All right.
Janet Kay.
Sorry. Okay, so I have the floor, Janet Kay?
Yes, you do.
Okay, thank you. So I am looking at the kpftx.org website, and the notice for this meeting says special meeting. This is a special meeting, and then on the
mute yourself, somebody, whoever you are.
Yeah. On the calendar page, the purpose says special meeting. You can't have the purpose of a special meeting being a special meeting. You have to have some other purpose. This was not noticed properly.
Okay. Are you done?
Yes.
Point of order, Madam Chair.
What is your point of order, Lawrence?
Can the director, Goldburn, please provide a citation as to her opinion?
Okay. Good. Thank you.
Some example.
It's been requested that you send a citation. Richard, you're up.
Yes, Ms. Wilkerson, you continue to, this is a continuing breach of order. You continue not to respond to the fact that your election was illegally conducted. It's a continuing breach, according to Robert's Rules of Order. You are improperly sitting in that position out there doing things in the name of the foundation that you have no business doing because you are not legally elected to be the chair of the board. And you have a vice chair who signed an affidavit that said he wasn't an elected city official when he was. And he's sitting as a member in violation to the Pacifica bylaw. We have improper notices out the wazoo. We either physically run off HR attorneys or vote not to have them around. You're talking about hiring another attorney without any procedure to properly do that. We had a workplace investigation for the last CFO that never was released to the board. There's all kinds of illegal and improper things that you are doing as the chair of the board
and you are not the chair of the board. Thank you.
Okay.
Point of order.
Excuse me. Hold on 1 second. Lawrence wants to be on the stack.
Janet C. on the stack.
No, it's only one shot on this kind of thing. Sorry.
Kim has a point of information.
Hold on a second. I'm adding Lawrence to the stack, and Benito had, I'm not sure what it was, a point of order?
Point of order.
Go ahead, Benito.
You know, it seems to me, well, I would just like to know how...
I really would appreciate it if people wouldn't push buttons when other people are talking. Thank you. Go ahead, Benito.
Maybe it's, frankly, to be honest, I'm not sure if it's a point of information or a point of order.
Well, let's see what it is.
Yeah. But it appears to me that Richard's statements are dilatory, to say the least. And they're really nothing more than efforts to tell me why they are anything more than just efforts to score propaganda points during a open meeting, since he has made the same motion over and over and over again, meeting after meeting after meeting. And so this is just, it's like I'm on the Starship Enterprise. And we're in a space warp, or a time warp, rather. You know, so I would request that the chair I know you've already ruled it out of order, but I think that this whole discussion is out of order.
Okay, thank you.
And somebody please tell me why it ain't.
Hold on.
Point of personal privilege, I was asked a question there. Let me respond, please.
No, I'm not going to.
I didn't ask any question of Richard.
He asked.
Reason I continue to do this is this
he asked me a question, Richard. He asked me a question, which I'm not going to respond to. The next, Richard, please. Richard.
Point of order.
You are not recognized. What is your point of order?
Well, don't listen to him. You don't listen to us anyway.
What is your
Carolyn, point of procedure, please?
Hold on.
Your legal or anything else.
Richard, stop talking, please. Thank you. Kim, what is your point of order, Kim?
There has been...
You're like you're knowing what you're doing,
no.
And you don't know a damn thing.
Kim, what is your point of order?
Sure. Point of order.
I'm on the floor. I have the floor with a point of order.
Make your
there
point of order.
There has been a motion to audit the election of the chair. So, and you have kept it off the agenda. So, therefore, it is legitimate to keep bringing it up until you bring it up on the agenda as it's been for over a month.
I think we're discussing, I'm hoping we're discussing, my ruling that Richard's point of order, which started the meeting, was out of order. That's what's on the floor. People should not speak about other things. You either uphold the chair or you don't.
I am not upholding of a chair.
That's
I'm making
fine.
A point of
that's
order
fine.
That what you're doing is completely out of order and illegitimate. And you're keeping
that's
stuff
exactly,
off the agenda.
Excuse me. I believe that's the same point of order that Richard made, and therefore I'm going
to... You don't even have to rule on it.
To rule on it because I've already ruled Richard's
point it's
of
argument.
Order.
It's not a point of order.
It's responding to Benito's point of order.
Okay, well, I'm sorry. Okay, Lawrence, you're up.
Carolyn, point of procedure, please.
Okay, what's your decision? Do I get to speak now?
Excuse me, hold on a second, Lawrence. I don't know what a point of procedure is.
It's about parliamentary procedure and...
Well, that's a point of order.
There's no such thing.
There's no such thing.
No, yes, there is.
Well,
there is a point of order if you are alleging that a rule is being broken, or there's a parliamentary inquiry if you have a question about procedure.
Thank you. Then I'll do a parliamentary inquiry. Thank you for the correction, Brian.
Go ahead.
Okay. The question of the election of the chair must, should be put onto the agenda. When do you intend to address that issue?
Don't answer, Margie.
I'm not going to answer. Let's see. Lawrence has the floor.
Oh, thanks to the area.
Yeah. So, aside from the disparagements from some of the directors on this call, I believe that the chair's ruling is within order, and that if the chair would please, I know people are throwing public points here because we're on the public stream, but the point is that if the chair continues to be disparaged the way she is by some directors, then I would hope that the chair would choose to admonish those people who are continuing to disparage your character. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. I think we're at the end of the speaker's list, and we're going to vote on the question of upholding the ruling of the chair.
Okay.
Yes vote means you uphold the chair, and no vote means that you do not uphold the chair.
Points of information.
What is your question?
Yeah, this is a complicated question. It's what he's saying, that we cannot question the character of the chair, but we can question the character of anyone else we want to.
Janet, you're out of order. He was speaking.
I'm not out of control. I'm asking a question based on
order.
Everybody's
I'm sorry, you're out
that
of order.
Everybody should be
he
now.
He was expressing his opinion.
Yeah, it was his opinion.
That.
We should
and
all
was
be
relevant
shut up with our questions.
And it was relevant to the matter on the floor. I am asking
the
rule.
You understand what I'm saying.
At
you don't
point,
you know, if we don't get air
Janet.
For our opinions
Janet.
Here, where do we get
take the rule.
It wasn't your character. It was
secretary
your legitimacy.
To take the vote.
Yeah, right.
Please take the vote.
Can you
make sure people understand what they're voting on, Serene? There was a lot of clutter there.
There was a point of order by Mr. Uzzell that virtually everything is wrong with the meeting. I won't go beyond that. The chair has ruled that his point of order is not well taken, and we're voting on the issue of upholding the chair's ruling. Ryan Edwards, Tudor.
Oh, and if you vote which way, you know.
Yes, to uphold the chair. Ryan votes yes.
Jose Luis Winter.
Yes.
Janet Coburn?
No.
Rodrigo Agreta?
Yes, to uphold the illegally elected chair with the majority of the vote at the national board meeting that we had. Yes, to uphold the elected chair.
Rodrigo.
Madam Chair.
Will the secretary please repeat that and vote?
Ryan Edwards, Peter. Okay, Madam Chair?
Yes.
Just a point. I certainly understand that in an executive session where people may not be able to quickly access, or may not be able to access a recording of the vote, that that's necessary. But is this really necessary for each and every vote as we go through a stream that anyone can listen to at will?
No, I don't think so. Everybody votes on the stream. Anyone can listen to the tape and find out how they voted.
Janet, can you point of order on this? Or point of personal privilege?
What is your
in the middle of a
you're
vote?
In the middle of a vote, Margie. Just keep it going.
You got to keep
yes,
going.
Yes, but the secretary
Janet,
asked the question, and
they are recorded. The votes are recorded by
But people cannot hear.
By name.
But telephone communication is garbled. Sometimes you can't hear, so that's why.
They have to
even on the recording.
They have to go
I'm
to the
sorry.
Table.
I'm sorry, but you know, if everyone else was quiet while we were voting, we wouldn't have this problem.
Thank you. Go ahead, Serene. Take the roll
if
call.
Give me a vote, please, on upholding the chair.
Yes.
Thank you. Kim Kaufman?
No.
Lawrence Reyes?
Yes.
Adriana Casanez?
Yes.
Hank Lamb.
Yes.
George Ryder. Pound 1. Richard Uzzell.
No.
Carolyn Durden.
Absolutely not.
Janet Coleman.
No.
Manager Saba.
No. Manager Saba, no.
Thank you. Tim Brown.
Yes.
Benito Diaz?
Yes.
Tony Norman?
Yes.
Heather Gray?
No.
Green votes yes. One moment, please. George Ryder, I didn't hear you. Are you there? Pound, pound, one.
I am. I abstain.
I have a point of information when she's finished counting the votes.
No. Well, we haven't gotten there, and I want to be on the stack, Margie. This is Lydia.
I have a point of information when she gets finished counting the votes.
Madam Chair?
Yes.
The vote is 11-7-1. Do you wish to vote?
No, I don't need to vote. Thank you.
Madam Chair, this is Janet Kay, and I had asked...
Hold on.
I had asked to be on the stack first.
Hold on.
Wait for this.
Let me point out what we are talking about now. Let me tell the body what we are talking about. Nobody can have a point of order or a point of information unless you know what we're talking about. We are now talking about the agenda for the open session.
And Janet Kay, I'd like to be on the stack.
And Lydia has been asking to be on the stack.
Okay, so...
With a point of order, point of information.
Janet has a point of... Janet Kay has a point of order.
Carolyn on the stack for a motion. Thank you.
Lydia.
Carolyn on the stack. Okay, so what is your point of order, Kim?
It's a point of information. Oh. Why is it that people who want to follow the votes as we're voting have to go to the recording... and that Adriana can't go back to the recording to catch all the motions that she might have missed.
I don't think that's a point of information.
It is. What's the question? Why? Yeah, please answer the question.
It's a rhetorical question.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No.
It's totally rhetorical, Kim.
No, it is not. Why are you saying that Serene can't make clear the vote? Oh, we have to go back to the stream, and yet... when Adriana can't catch every word of emotion, well, you know, we have to wait
Stop,
for that, and
Kim.
You have to write it in, and she can't
no,
go
no,
back
no.
to the screen.
You have, it is a...
Point of privilege.
What is your point of privilege, Adriana?
It's a question that is being asked directly, and I want to answer. This comes exactly to one of your points, your emotions.
I can't hear her.
Well, maybe I cannot talk louder than that.
No, it's loud. It's just not clear.
I'm sorry. Can you stop talking? Maybe they can hear me.
No.
Okay. Let me repeat it.
Stop it, you people. Come on. Let the woman speak.
Go ahead. Yeah. I'm sorry, Adriana. Okay. Go ahead.
Thank you. The point is, you, Kim Kaufman, before, twice, discussed your exact motion and rewarded. The only way that we can have the right motion is you send it in writing. It's just not too much to ask for. You have the phone permanently, you don't let anybody practically talk, but at least send the motion in writing. Then you cannot change the wording later on, and it's not confusion. Thank you.
Okay, thank
point
you.
Point of clarification, I think,
yes.
I don't know that.
Hold on. Let me do the stack. We are now discussing the agenda. Lydia.
Why aren't you calling on me first?
Wait a minute. Because Lydia had asked to be on the list before you spoke.
No, I don't think so.
No, I asked way before even the challenge to the chair to be
on the
list.
I move to approve the agenda.
Thank you. Is there a second?
Benito.
Second.
Thank you. Okay. We are now discussing the agenda.
Point of information, Jerry.
This is Richard. I'd like to be on the agenda to talk about the agenda.
Hold on a second. What is it, George?
What is the meaning of the item on the agenda? Discuss the next PNB meeting. What is that about?
Well, I sent out a chair's report today, and I realized that people may have not had time to read it. But in the chair's report, I talked about the question of how
of moving forward with regular meetings and trying to deal with the motions that have been made that have not been dealt with to date, and the fact that we have piles and piles of minutes to deal with. And I thought we could have a conversation about how to move forward on that.
Okay.
And somebody
like
quiet their dogs.
I'd like to be on a stack to discuss.
Dogs out of order.
Janet Kay, I'd like to be on the stack.
You're on the stack. Let me tell you who's
on the stack, please.
Let me tell you who's on the stack. I have Janet and Carolyn, and I heard one other voice. Who was it? I don't know who it was. All right.
Richard.
Oh, Richard. Right. Okay. So we are discussing the agenda.
Okay. Point of information, Jose Luis.
What is your question, Jose Luis?
I see 10 minutes on this issue, agenda approval. Is somebody keeping time on the 10 minutes?
No, clearly. We've
Point of order. Go ahead, Bert.
The time hasn't been approved yet, so you don't have a time limit on the agenda.
Okay.
All right.
Brian? Is that? Oh, no. Nobody else. Okay. Carolyn. Janet Kay, go ahead.
I think it was Janet C. What I want
to... No, Janet K. has been begging to be on the list.
Oh, okay, sorry.
I'm
on a new call.
242 again.
Well, I am wondering about the minutes of the public session of the four-day February 7th to 10th in-person meeting. They have not been on any agenda, and I think they need to be sent with time for proper review, and that the approval of the minutes, the draft minutes that were sent out last night after midnight for the executive session, also be postponed until the next PNB meeting.
Yeah, there are no minutes.
I'm talking about the ones that were sent out last night for the executive session, and they were sent out like after midnight, and that needs to be postponed to the next PNB meeting.
Not the executive session.
Is that a motion?
No. Excuse me. We have to deal with the question of executive minute sessions in the executive session. I do not believe that there are any.
Why?
Because that's how it works.
Point of order. I don't think that is how it works. The only thing that belongs in executive session is issues of contracts.
We have always voted on executive session minutes in executive session. And the question of putting them on the agenda, that will happen in the executive session. There are no minutes on this agenda because there were no minutes for us to talk about. We have minutes missing from last February. We have minutes that we have to deal with, and when they need to be sent out, and I agree absolutely they need to be sent out with proper notice. We are now discussing approving the agenda.
Just point of information, are you saying that all minutes should be in now by now? You believe that all minutes should be out in the open right now and we should have all had ample time to read all minutes?
No.
You're saying?
No, that is not what I'm saying.
So,
point of order.
Just
point
some minutes.
Of order. This is Brian.
Thank you, Brian.
A point of information is a request for information. It is not a chance
that
to
was a request
that
for information.
Keep everyone
How
else from
speaking rule?
And engage in debate.
No.
That was certainly a request. It was legitimate.
Stop.
Brian. Come on,
stop. You all have to be quiet. Excuse me. Brian, were you done?
Yes, we can't let people keep jumping the stack by calling out points of information that aren't requests for information.
It was a request for information.
Okay. I'm sorry. We're moving on now.
We are
discussing approving the agenda.
Kim is on the stack.
There are
4-2 against.
2-4 and 2 against on approving the agenda?
No, we're discussing adding a motion to the agenda right now, aren't we? I want to make a motion to the agenda.
Madam Chair, this is Serene with a point of order, please.
Yes, please.
These folks have got to wait to be recognized before they speak. This is not
theater. This is business. There are 5 radio stations and people who need them. And it would be really good if people can get out of their little ego bags and let's get some business done.
Point of order, Madam Chair. The director is out of order there.
I refuse to be abused that way by such a shower of acid on the part of the secretary. We are going to move on now. We have an agenda before us, and if some anyone wants to make amendments to the agenda, those amendments will be dealt with by 2 speakers for and 2 speakers against, and coming to a vote.
The agenda has not been approved yet, so we're not talking about amendments. Is that correct, Madam Chair? Just clarifying.
No, we are talking about the motion. Before us is approval of the agenda. If
I
you
want
wish,
to add something
excuse
to
me,
the
Carolyn,
agenda.
Let me finish. If you
Sorry.
Wish, if you wish to add or delete something from the agenda, then you may make a motion. It has to be seconded. There will be 2 speakers for and 2 speakers against, and then we will vote on the addition to the agenda. The next person on the list is Carolyn.
Excuse me, Madam Chair, but that is incorrect. Anyone may add a motion to the agenda. The time to approve it or disapprove it is when it comes up for review or for a vote. But there is
no
voting
no.
on whether or not to add an item to the agenda.
Yes, there
the
is.
Agenda, the agenda.
That is exactly how it works.
Is, no, it, I'm sorry.
That's how it's
no.
always worked, Carolyn.
No, that's not how it works. You add items. Any member can add an item to the agenda. And when it comes up, you may dispute it and say it's inappropriate or whatever, but at the moment, the agenda item is still there.
Oh, Jesus.
Jesus.
I'm sorry. I disagree. You make
no,
want to add something.
Don't debate or just call the next person.
Thank
yes.
you. Okay.
I do. I want to add a motion to the agenda.
Go ahead. Make
She
make
burned
a
her turn on the yes. stack. Call someone else.
Okay.
Yeah. Let's move. Let's
move. Please stop
yelling. This is incredible. We don't even move. Nothing. I mean, this is the people. Imagine they were the majority. We're even worse. Hopefully, people that are listening can see these people is just obstructing the world.
Okay.
Thank you,
here.
Thank you, Rodrigo. Thank you. Carolyn, I think you missed your turn. Richard.
Yes. His outburst gets a thank you. His outburst gets a thank you, and the rest of us get an admonishment.
It's a procedure.
Pardon me. Richard, you're up.
I think he just used his turn as well.
I'd like to add a motion to the agenda. And the motion is, Uzel moves that due to potential conflicts of interest of interested directors, that no paid staff representative shall be a member of the National Finance Committee.
Richard, don't
argue. Just move on.
Okay, so let's have 2 speakers for and 2 speakers against, and we'll...
Point of order.
Go ahead, Brian.
This was noticed as a special meeting to deal with issues concerning corporate counsel. You can't bring up business that's not of the nature that the meeting was noticed for.
Point of order. Kim.
Okay, thank you, Brian.
Point of order.
I will rule that Richard's motion is not appropriate at this time. And
point of order.
To a future agenda.
Point of information. Will be it be appropriate at another time?
Yes.
Point of order.
I would challenge the ruling of the chair.
Point of order.
Madam Chair.
Kim, what is your point of order, Kim?
There was nothing noticed for this meeting tonight, nothing. We got an agenda like 2 hours ago. It should have been noticed a week ago per the bylaws, okay? There is nothing that has been noticed for tonight, so anybody can add an agenda item.
And my ruling is that our standard procedure is that if you want to add or delete anything to the agenda, it has to be voted up or down. And there are 2 speakers for and 2 speakers against.
There has been no notice of the agenda tonight until an hour or two ago, and it should have been noticed seven days ago. This is completely inappropriate.
Okay.
There's no procedure here at all.
Okay.
Keep going.
Please, everyone, if you have, if you want to add something or to the agenda or delete something from the agenda, tell me. Richard, you made a motion, right?
I made a motion.
Thank you. Did you send it to the list?
I sent it to the list.
Okay, thank you.
Manager, I send Richard Hussle's motion, please.
Thank you, Monica.
I got it. It's here. It's in your inbox. Okay. Two speakers for and two against. A speaker for Richard's motion.
Don't I get to motivate my own motion?
Yes.
Sure, go ahead.
Not to be the two speakers, just to motivate.
Yeah.
As the other director said earlier, the purpose was not noted. And to act like this is a special meeting, like it's going to be some special deal, every phone meeting is a special meeting. The only regular meeting this group has are the in-person meetings. Read your bylaws, folks. It's in there. The fact that this is called a special meeting is it no greater significance than any other special meeting we have. There was no requirement of only one item being on the agenda. And I think my motion is a fair and necessary motion.
Thank you. Speaker against placing Richard's motion on the agenda. Okay.
Jose Luis.
Go ahead, Jose Luis.
So Richard's motion is out of order because he did not notice it 7 days in advance so we can all rule on it. Now,
you don't have to.
If he has the consent of everybody to move forward on his agenda item, then yes, it can be done. But he doesn't have the consent of everybody, so it's out of order.
Point of order. Point
okay.
of order.
Hold on.
Point of personal privilege.
No.
Point of order.
No. Stop.
Point of personal privilege. The last speaker was saying things that about my judgment
point
on this.
Point of order matters.
Doesn't matter.
Totally
point
wrong.
Of order.
Okay.
Point
excuse
of order.
Me. I.
Lydia to the stack.
My hearing of the situation is that what and my experience is that you don't get to add something to the agenda without having noticed it 7 days in advance or receiving.
That's wrong. That's absolutely wrong.
Richard, I was told this a million times last year. Don't tell
no,
me.
No, you were not. No,
I
you were not.
I was told
no,
that
you were not.
You
point of order.
Okay.
Point
of order.
Richard, stop talking.
Point of order.
You can
bring nothing
to the meeting and ask it to be put on the agenda.
Richard, let me. Point of order. Nothing was noticed 7 days ago. Okay? Nothing on this agenda or the agenda was noticed 7 days ago. So by Jose's, Luis's, saying that it can't be added, nothing here is legitimate. Either nothing was submitted seven days in advance, or it's all new tonight and anybody can add an agenda. You can't play it both ways. Okay?
Lydia to the stack.
Lydia.
And Benito
okay.
to the stack.
We're dealing with a speaker against Richard's addition to the agenda.
Right.
Lydia.
And this is Lydia. It can't be considered because it's in violation of the strongest elements in the bylaws having to do with membership. And the bylaws define and do not prohibit staff representatives of being on the National Finance Committee.
All right. I think we've had two speakers for and one speaker against. I'll call on one more speaker against. Oh, no, two against. Okay, we're done. Madam.
No, you had two against and one person motivated, and nobody spoke for it.
Manager, I would like to speak for it, please.
Go ahead, Manager.
I think I believe that presence of staff, paid staff, on the finance committee is creates conflict of interest because the staff is going to be voting on issues that affects them, and that's why I find Richard's motion very relevant and appropriate. And if it was bylaw in that way, this bylaw has so many problems. We have to correct, and this is one of the corrections. Thank you.
Okay. So we've had two speakers against. Richard has motivated it. I'll take one more speaker in favor of the motion.
Can I have one point of information? In Richard's motion, paid staff or staff?
Point of order, the person speaking is out of order.
Okay, no, I'm not. I'm not out of order.
She asked for a point of information. Go ahead.
Phrase in Richard Uzzell's motion, paid staff or staff?
Let's see.
If so, can I amend that motion?
Paid staff.
Paid staff.
Okay, thank you, thank you.
Okay. All right. One more speaker in favor of the motion? Okay, we're ready.
Speaker in favor or speak in favor of it?
Yeah. Point of order. We had two speakers already in favor.
No, just one.
We had the
debated.
Richard motivated it. Two speakers spoke against it.
Motivating counts as debate in favor. You don't get two bites at the apple.
No, it does not.
I think
okay,
I'm sorry.
Come on, Brian.
Let me
argue.
Hold on. Go ahead, Kim. Speak in favor of the motion.
It's clearly a conflict of interest, and just because it doesn't say it in the bylaws, sometimes, you know, plenty of things didn't show up in the bylaws, and in retrospect, you go, wow, how did that not happen? This is a conflict. Brian will, you know, if he gets onto the NFC, he's clearly going to be making decisions about things that personally affect him. And he, you know, that's not an unbiased point of view. In dealing with financial issues. It's obvious.
Okay. I'm going to ask the secretary to take the roll, please.
This Brian, is
on the question of adding Richard's motion to tonight's agenda.
Brian Edwards Peter?
No.
Jose Luis Fuentes?
No.
Janet Colvin?
Yes.
Ms. Rita Agueta?
No.
Olivia Brisson?
No.
Tim Kaufman?
Yes.
Lauren Trey?
Yes. No. No, strike that.
Adriana Caffanet?
No.
Hank Lam?
I'm going to abstain.
George Ryder? Can't hear you, George. Pound 1. Richard Uzzell?
Yes.
Carolyn Burden? Carolyn Burden.
Sorry, I was muted. Yes.
Janet Coleman?
Yes.
Manager Saba?
Of course, yes.
Jim Brown? Benito Diaz?
No.
Tony Norman? Compound 1, Heather Gray.
Yes.
Okay, going back to those I missed.
Jim Brown votes no.
Thank you, Jim. George Ryder. George, Compound 1, we can't hear you. Tony Norman.
No.
Green votes no. One moment, please.
Did you get Tony no?
I did. Thank you.
Madam Chair, this is Richard. I have two more motions to make.
Yep.
Hello? Hello?
The vote is 7-10-1. The motion fails.
Carolyn, do I have another sec, please?
Okay, Carolyn.
Point of privilege, yes. I got knocked off before just because I was about to make the motion that you called on me to make. Is it in order to make it now?
Yes.
I'm sorry, I'm on the train. Thank you. This is a motion. I'll read the whereas later, but the PNB shall elect four. I think I sent this to your mailboxes. The PNB shall elect four members using single transferable voting to an ad hoc committee to solicit and accept applications to the petition of Foundation Council for Pacifica Foundation Radio, with the solicitation to be posted on the Pacifica website and other appropriate venues within 5 days from when the committee is elected. Resumes and inquiries shall be directed to a member of the committee, which shall report to the PNB as soon as at least three resumes have been received, with all resumes distributed to the entire board. At least two-thirds of the entire board must agree to consider a candidate for an interview for the position at a meeting at least 4 days following the receipt and distribution of at least three resumes. Furthermore, interviews of agreed-upon candidates, at least three interviewed by the entire board, shall be scheduled for a PNB meeting notice at least 5 days in advance and scheduled so as not to conflict with a PNB committee or task force or LSB meeting. Letters of reference for the agreed-upon candidates shall be distributed to the board 4 days before the interview of each.
Okay,
I would like to motivate that.
Oh, well, is there a second?
Janet Kay, I second.
Okay, go ahead, Carolyn.
We've had a great deal of trouble, as we know. Our Foundation Council has left, partly because of the acrimony on the board. And I would like two-thirds majority of the PNB to ensure to elect a candidate, to select and consider a candidate, only after we've looked at least three resumes, minimum of three. And that two-thirds vote would ensure that there'd be enough of support so that we don't lose yet another council. It's really important. It's the board's job, not the chair's, with all due respect to the feeling that you have that it's, we're in a rush, to select and interview and approve an independent council. And we don't need any more conflicts of interest or affiliations with board members or others. We need truly independent counsel. And the board has a duty of care and a duty of loyalty to ensure that nobody who's elected has prior ties to or previous orientations that would bias them in their giving us independent counsel. Independent counsel doesn't seem to last very long around here. So I'm hoping that a two-thirds vote would, in fact, be something that we could have and look at and do respectfully and hire counsel that way. Thank you.
Okay. This is Lydia.
Okay.
Brian, to speak in favor.
Lydia and then Brian. Hold on. I'm going to take two for and two against. So,
okay. Jose Luis Fuentes again.
Okay, Jose.
But you said Lydia and then Brian.
Yeah, Lydia. You have to declare at the beginning whether you're speaking for or against.
Okay.
Go ahead, Lydia.
I said again.
Go ahead.
Okay, so the issue here is whether to add it on the agenda. So I am not in favor of adding it to this agenda for all the reasons that we've already discussed. I'm going to vote no on this. And would move to postpone until the next meeting, the agenda item. That's what I would refer. But I am voting no again on this because we have to look at our previous processes for selecting counsel, which is what I would recommend. And it's not like people are going to be clamoring to be counsel. Given our payment situation, their bills. But anyway, so that would be. I'm advocating against this to add it to the agenda, since that's not a discussion of the motion itself.
Okay, thank you.